Hello, creators. Welcome back to another episode of Conscious Creation. I'm so excited for this episode today. It's been a long time in the making and it's been brewing, and both of me and my special guest mind realm experience for a while now, and I'm excited to be able to bring it to you. So give it a nice big round of applause to Emma Rose. I'm so excited to have you on here.
I'm so
Yes.
excited to be here.
Yeah. So if you guys don't know who Emma Rose is, and that's your last name, correct?
It's Emma Rose Borders, but I go by Emma Rose.
Beautiful. I love Emma Rose. It's such a gorgeous name.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, of course. You guys might know her from TikTok. She is such an incredible human being that through some of my hardest points of my awakening and just spiritual understanding, you have brought so much clarity and just this feeling of home and
Oh.
in like some of the like truly darkest moments, like I
That's so special, though. Oh my gosh.
yeah, no, truly, and I'm so grateful for you, and I
I'm so
know you've
grateful that I
helped
could be
so
reached
many.
in that
Yeah, you're definitely a light through a lot of some dark times, and I'm really grateful for you for that, and I'm so excited to have you on here too.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
I can relate to that gratitude. I feel like you've brought an openness, or your influence has brought an openness that has been so beautiful to experience, and like the unraveling that I've been able to see. And just from online, like, online, like we share our lives and we use that as a tool, but it's also like just a little glimpse
Yeah.
of the many things that happen in our realities. And the openness that you've brought, and the love and genuineness, has been just so beautiful to experience.
Well, thank you.
Of course.
Thank you for seeing me in that. And yeah, it really is like just a fraction too. And the
Oh,
fact that we can
100%.
still like see and feel, well, and that's the thing too, like even though we've never literally ever met before, like in person or anything, like I feel like I've known you for a really long time. And we've
And like
really
immediately too, when I first like experienced, or like when you first, because I think TikTok was kind of the, or I don't know how long we've known each other, how long we've been connected right now. I think it's been like quite a little bit.
Yeah, I'd say like
But the
six or
TikTok
seven
journey
months.
has grown, or it's like definitely expanded.
Oh,
And
yeah.
yeah, but it's just like a glimpse. But it, like, even at first, just connecting with you, I was like, oh my gosh, I know this being,
Yes. Feel like a sister for sure.
Of course, it totally feels like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, very homey.
Literally. So it's just I just every image I received was you just like full light, just like beaming out of you. This just magnificent, I don't I there's not really words to fully describe it, but your smile and the true like beauty that you've it would be like the smallest little things too. Like you would just
Oh, that's
share
so
little tiny
special.
details of life or like an experience that you had, or just you just like feeling this true, like deep joy and happiness, and expressing that out to the world, and your smile and the way that you talked about it is just like that is what like really was brought out to me, especially when thinking about like what I feel is in your reality, what I really wanted to talk to you about. And so like what is that experience of like and again like you only show like that little fraction of it on TikTok. So how is that with your like true life as well?
You know what's interesting is when you brought that up, I made, or like I made a commitment to myself when I started really posting on TikTok or posting online, that I wouldn't release anything that I didn't feel, or like I wouldn't release anything unless I felt genuinely connected to what I was releasing, and that it was going to, because we don't really have any control over the things that we release once they're kind of out, And over these last couple months, it was a really interesting kind of like point of, I didn't really feel compelled to share as much. And I actually have felt compelled to like share smaller things, like those little things that you were talking about. But what's interesting is that because that's kind of been my reality, like these last couple months have been very mundane, you know, very just real and raw, and like the inner workings of, you know, like we manifest these different things, and we call things into our reality, and there's things that we desire and places that we want to achieve, but like the inner workings of getting there is what I've really been trying to study over these past couple months. And what makes those things important, and like the mundane, like what, how can I get real genuine with these small things, because all these small things are making this big thing that I'm trying to bring in or create. Like every component is important. And so it's just like when you, I feel like I've really been trying to come forward just genuine and like, okay, this is it, you know? And but I feel good about it, or not good, but like I feel solid with this. And if that solidness is felt, like my main intention is like I feel like I've done my job. Like, and I know that things are ever ch or like constantly changing as well, and so I know that when, you know, like I know, but I've been trying to be open to the idea of the ebb and flow process, and that like there's a scale of different thing, or like there's a scale for when to move and when not to move, when you start not necessarily tuning in, but just kind of accepting all aspects of your life, you know, for like everything that it is. There's not a, I guess it's not really a scale, but it's just like there's a range of things, you know? And so I've been really trying to dive into that range and like what that means for me, and what it is adding to my life instead of what it is not bringing me right, or what I'm not experiencing right now. I'm like, what are these little beauties in my life like trying so hard to teach me? Because I'm like, they're speaking to me. These little mundane things are speaking to me, you know, daily. And there's lessons everywhere too. There's lessons everywhere. Everyone has a key, and everyone has like knowledge that is important. Yeah, or not just important, but like you never know. This little, I have these little like affirmations that come up on my phone, and I just got one that said, "I move in alignment with my highest self."
Oh my goodness. And that's like,
Scary. That can be scary too. Like at first, I feel like, you know, like accepting yourself. I mean, we like we're conditioned a lot to not accept or to put some sort of expectation on ourselves, you know, like already before anyone else does. Like to put this expectation on yourself and follow it so that you can show up and be accepted. But it's like you have so much to offer when you come forward, genuine.
This I always say this when people are like, 'cause I dropped out of college, as you may know, and a lot of all most of the viewers know this, unless you're new. Hi, welcome. I love you.
I
and so a lot of people are like, well, 'cause I'm on this path of like, I have started coaching and I do the tarot readings and I'm helping a lot of people, and as that grows, I've had like this reflection of, well, you should might maybe go back to college and like get that fucking paper that is gonna tell people that you're
Wow.
experienced. And my response to them always is, my experience is my expertise. I could not learn anything that I've learned in the past 2 years and by anyone. I the only Your greatest teacher is your life.
You know, I wrote this thing. That's so interesting that you said that. I wrote this, it was beautiful, really. I wrote this thing down last night in my notes that was like, what, because I've been feeling that similarly about the piece of paper, you know, that like, and I wrote down what can you not, what are you not able to learn from college, or what are they not teaching you at college that you are learning, or like at school that you're learning right now? You know, there's a lot of things in school too that like feels kind of like unnecessary knowledge, or there's like it's surrounded by so much extra stuff. And the core knowledge that you're trying to look for is cluttered kind of. And when you ask, or not necessarily like, but when you bring what you're trying to look for, or like you have an idea of what you're trying to look for, and you bring that into your awareness, and you're just open to it reaching you, the knowledge you're seeking reaching you in ways that you didn't believe was possible, has is like a whole new experience, you know? And it's a learning process in itself. Like sometimes I feel like I'm in college. I feel like I'm in school, you know? And I'm like going through my curriculum.
Having
Bite,
fun
bite,
every two
bite.
days, and I'm anxious.
No, for 100%, I
Yeah, totally.
feel that. But there is like, I feel like there's this pressure to have that piece of paper and have that, you know, like, I mean, even like I've done like different babysitting jobs or like childcare, different things like that. And a lot of, in my area, a lot of families request like degrees for
What?
different things.
Nanny?
Yes, as a nanny. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, okay, like everything in my life would have like led me up perfectly to that moment, but I guess I need a piece of paper.
The people out there do that like are in college, like I really do believe that like some people are supposed to be there, like if you want to be like a
Yes.
doctor or something, like hell
There's
yeah, go to
respect. There's
college.
I have respect for that as well. Like,
And I have friends that are like in nursing and stuff like that, and it's like you have to do that obviously if you want to help in that way. Well, I mean, no, you don't really have to, that's a whole different story, but like if that piece of paper is your security for your life, then
Yeah.
just let it, allow it. But also, like, are you being called to something deeper?
Like
Because,
core heart feelings about what you're being pulled towards, and kind of deciphering what that's what your heart, or like what you're being called to, like what that's trying to tell you. And because I've definitely faced that, like, should I go to college? Like, do I need that kind of information? And or do I need that kind, you know, to get where I need to be? And it's been like a genuine, like, is this what I'm gonna have to go through to get where I need to be, you know? But also, what am I looking for? And is it a requirement? Or like you said, is it something that I can find being immersed in some sort of other experience, you know?
And I think that's the scary part for a lot of people. It's because college is a sort of like safety blanket in a sense, where it's like I know what I'm doing, like it's
Yeah, I
been
know what
told for
I'm
your
doing.
whole
Ooh,
life.
that's a good one.
And but at the same time, like when I was in college, I had no fucking idea what I was going to do with my life. And but I was also very grateful for my time there, and I wouldn't be who I am without it. And it was nice to have that transition when it comes to kind of entering into adulthood in that sense. I don't think it was a learning lesson in that, and also like making friends, like what am I looking for in a friendship? And I think a lot of that was truly deeply helpful for me. And then it got to the point where I was just like, this isn't for me anymore. But it's the funny thing is, that's when it became fun. Like my last
Interesting.
semester, I was taking Buddhism and psychology. I was taking perception and cognition, and like a couple other cool like psychology classes that I was like, I knew I was like, I'm supposed to be taking these right now. And like they opened my awareness so much during that phase of semester, and I'm very grateful for that time that I was there. And like, it wasn't meant for me to like go all the way.
It's interesting, like look, being able to zoom out from your experiences in a sense, and like, because when you kind of decide something is not for you anymore, or like you're in that point of like, okay, well, I'm still here and I still have to, you know, like this is still necessary for me to be here. It feels like it right now, so I'm gonna stay. But you're zooming out in a sense, and you're looking at the bigger picture, but you're also looking at what's valuable to you and what you can take with you. And we can open ourselves up to that all the time at every point, not just when we're in transition phases, because I tend to do that when I'm in transition phases, or like I'll that makes sense that you or that you said it was like that's when it became fun. You know, because you're like, okay, what's valuable for the next step? Like, if this is just a stepping stone, you know, where am I going?
Because
it
I feel, sorry to interrupt,
Oh, go ahead.
just to
No.
add on to that is like, because we are like stuck in that like future mindset where it's like, okay, this isn't serving me anymore. So instead of being fully present with it still, I'm gonna start thinking about what's next fully and think that where I am right now is actually debilitating.
And it's too, it's like there's a stagnancy. There's a stagnancy that is there when you choose to, because it says choice, but when you choose to kind of be debilitated, or like let that experience be debilitating, you won't, I feel like you feel that, and you feel it, or there's a different kind of weight that your experience brings, or that you're carrying with you. Because it doesn't feel like what you're, or it can feel like what you're doing isn't worth anything, or that it's not, you know, like beneficial anymore. But you were like, you were there in the first place, you know, with an idea that it was going to, or it could be beneficial, or it could something that you're like, something that I'm doing could be fruitful. Like when I first, or like when you first go into school or something like that. But things change so much, and perspective change, or perspective ch perspectives change, and that's also okay. You know, it's okay to change. It's okay to change directions. It's okay to like n make a different choice, even if you started with something different.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's just part of the ebb and flow process. Like you, I'll just say me, actually, I wouldn't have been able to make the decision to break free from college and to travel in my bus and to do all of these things if I didn't make the decision to go to college in the first place.
Really, that's a strong point, because it's like those and those first, you know, when like when you first have an idea. I made it, I think I made a bit, or I made a video about this a while ago, but like when you first have an idea, and there's so many different ways like that idea can go, general excitement for that idea, and that kind of like is the forefront. And there's an excitement that that's coming through, and like you're able to express that. And when we start, or like when I've started decisions, or not decisions, but like when I've started different paths, and there's that general excitement, and that kind of fades along the way, tapping into that like OG excitement is can be a resource, you know, because at one point, like that was a decision, or that had felt like a decision that was important, you know, or that could lead to something. But you can tap into that excitement, or you can tap into that kind of like, okay, this could be fruitful, or this could go somewhere. It doesn't matter where it's gonna go, but like it could go somewhere right now, you know.
'Cause that idea phase, like right as you kind of get that download of like what's my next step, it's
Yeah.
there's so much potential and
So much
excitement.
potential.
And we feel it, but then we feel that we have to act upon it right then and there, and that where we are right now is not okay anymore. And that Like, we can't be happy unless we're at this phase. Like, 'cause we do feel that like deep excitement to be in that next phase, and we can feel
Yeah.
brewing and like conjuring.
Anticipation.
And so that anticipation, if we act upon it too soon as well, it can actually water down that full potential of where we're
Oh,
going.
yeah. Yeah, 100%. Or make it seem like it's just not as important, you know? It, or it's reminding me of the Temperance card in tarot. I've been getting that a lot lately, actually, or getting that a lot, yeah. And it's like it's not, or life isn't, or there's a point there, I just forgot what I was gonna say, but there is a, it's not a race. Life isn't a race, you know, and you don't have to, like, you can sit with your energy and sit with your feelings and your emotions and new experiences for a minute, you know. And you don't have to do the there's no need to rush, you know. You can detach from that rush in a sense.
Well, and that's the kind of like toxic masculinity grown up to be in.
Hustle
It's like,
culture.
that I
Oh.
have to get this done, I have to do this, and I have to do this.
Right
I was actually
now.
just yeah I was just talking to a friend about how our culture, because we were talking about coffee and how like it can be a really good medicine, but it also is like the thing that created the hustle culture of like the jittery, like I have to go do this, I have to allow yourself to feel that anticipation without having any evidence of it in your external reality for a little bit. And I
That's
think
a beautiful point.
that's challenging, like really challenging too.
Well, and not having that like instant gratification either, of the instant gratification too, like, because there's a process to things as well. And like, I feel like when we, or I've gotten caught up in this too, of expecting a certain, or getting caught up in like an expectation because of that, you know, because I'm like, well, I'm doing all the things, I'm hustling, so obviously I have an expectation.
Like, where is
You know, like, where
it?
is it? Like, I've been putting in the work.
And then you believe that you're not worthy of it.
Ooh, that's a yes. Like, okay, well, why? Because I've been working so hard, and usually, like, a lot of that can be physical work too, because it's a physical thing. You know, your internal reality is kind of being clouded by that need to like provide physical evidence for yourself of or like proof of worth.
Yeah,
Oof.
completely. That's a big lesson, a big one. Like, even if you think about it with like, say someone wanted, like this was something I had to go through, is like starting a social media. Like, you're putting in all this work and you're creating things and you have these super awesome ideas and you're like, oh my gosh, this is gonna go viral. And then you
It's
create it, and then there's like 200 people that see it, and you're like, fuck, I'm not worthy of it.
gonna be great. And it can, there's like, it can be easy, or it can feel like, I don't know, because I totally understand that and I experience that. It can be easy to be like, that didn't make the impact I thought it would, so it's not making an impact at all, because it's not what I thought, or it's not what I had expected, or had like, or even like, I, you know, what's interesting is like, it doesn't even have to be like, it can be genuine, you know, like you can genuinely believe, like feel like what you're putting out is worth certain things. And that's totally understandable, like as humans, like we put different things out and we, you know, like feel a pull towards certain things coming back to us. But that like set expectation and the specifics can get kind of messy when things don't look how you planned, or like,
And that goes into trust as well. Like, because we feel the feeling, we get that idea, we're like, oh shit, like, yes, like And we have that excitement, and then we don't get it back in return. But that's the thing that I found deeply in my life lately is, like, as long as I'm feeling it, I know it's here. I know it's coming. And I know that it's for me.
Yeah, and I don't need to physically pull as well. Like, or like, and I don't need to let my energy be pulled in all different directions just because, like, I don't have proof yet. Because there's so many different directions I feel like we can get pulled in when there's not necessarily, like, proof of, or like the full picture, you know, and remaining, there's a point I'm trying to get to here, but like remaining on, or like being open to letting your truth lead you in a way that is just not like what you pictured, you know, but still being like aligned with your truth and allowing it to, like, being patient with it. Giving yourself room and being patient with yourself, you know, too. It's making me think of also, like, love for self and all the components that makes up self. Because when we, you know, I personally, like, I feel so much love toward all these different beings and the people, the energies I come into contact with. And I want to provide space and room, and, like, I also don't want to project necessarily what, like, I think their path should look like or whatever. But when you are able to provide that for self as well, like, that kind of patience and love and room for just things to flow, you know, and without that expectation, because, like, I feel like I specifically have gone through phases of kind of, like, realizing that I'm projecting my expectations onto other people's plans or their ideas or projects. But then I, like, realize that it's within myself, like, it's a mirror, you know, it's within myself that I'm not allowing myself that room for all sorts of growth and all sorts of experiences and not some sort of expectation on how to exist right now, you know?
Yeah. And I've really been learning that lesson because I just started a one-on-one coaching client for 3 months, and not projecting,
then listening. Yeah.
It's not. And that's something I'm really learning right now, is to just shut my mouth for a minute, my Gemini, like, crazy excitement, and just listen and feel into someone's experience. And then my job here is to, let's go to the root and the seed of it. And what is your intention behind doing it? Because it's not what you do, it's how you do it. And that is really powerful. And I kind of just remembered, like, what I was wanting, that I lost for a minute. And this all comes back to the feeling of abundance and knowing if you are going out and doing things, or, like, if you have this idea of where you want to go with your life, you take certain action and it doesn't come back the same way that you expect it to, it's letting go of that expectation and saying to yourself, like, I'm still abundant. Like, I know that whatever was supposed to come out of that will unfold, get the expectation that I hoped for. So I'm going to do 20 more things that I think could give me the end result that I think I should, that I think is best for me. And then, so you go out and do all those things, and then you still don't get that end result, because the intention behind you going out and taking that action isn't pure. It's not out of, like, I'm abundant and I feel
bad. It's out of, like, an I'm missing something kind of energy in the first place.
Yeah, it's scarcity.
Scarcity, yeah.
Yeah.
And we're taught that.
Yeah.
You know, like, we live in we're like kind of operating in a culture right now that lives off of scarcity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or just, like, what is outside of you is better than what's inside of you. You know, or your truth should be shaped by all these things.
Yeah. And I think that's a great segue, like kind of coming back to the beauty and the mundane. I'm realizing in my life right now that the external world has literally, well, there's a significance to it. I don't want to say there's no significance. Your internal is it the significance? And so if you're enjoying your life and you're walking through life with this happy, giddy energy of like, I'm open and I'm accepting and I want to receive as much love as I can, or well, yeah, receive and radiate at the same time. Of you can't receive the love if you're not radiating it in the first place. In that frequency of see reality as layers. And so whatever you are, there's an infinite amount of layers of reality that you could experience in this moment. And it depends on what your inner reality is how you're going to, it'll of external reality you will see as well.
100%. And that, like, being open to the many layers, because there are layers, and there are, like, it's not just. And maybe that's kind of, it feels very full circle right now, because it's like those mundane components, like we were talking about, like just like the many layers of your realities and the different things you're experiencing, and your internal reality and your external reality, like all of those things are still making up this moment, like that you are experiencing. And so whether you view the mundane things, all the components, the layers as beautiful, or something that's not useful to you, like it's there, the components are still there, and I feel like those elements can just become your awareness of them. You can lose your awareness of those things too. And also, like I've been trying lately specifically to really bring forward the small things in a way that, like, or highlight the small things, kind of like you were talking about how you were able to feel different energies through TikTok. But trying to bring those small things forward, and you can give them meaning, or not, but like giving different things new meanings, and not just allowing depend no matter what my reality looks like, because I've been doing it, or I did like a similar move to you. I'm not on the go right now, but I'm doing like smaller scale living, and it's definitely been a transition, a change, but it's really honestly helped me see, like, it's helped, what's interesting? Respecting and like seeing beauty in the mundane things has helped me honestly see bigger things in my life differently, because I feel like I am open to bigger ideas and bigger experiences, or just like I'm ready to take them on differently, because I'm like not as nervous about all the many components. I'm like, it that's not going to matter, because I can move through it and see the beauty along the way, for when those things do come, those bigger things, manifestations or whatever, do come into my reality physically. I'll be able to actually, I'll be like, it's that receiving energy too. Like, I'll be able to see all of the beauty, no matter if it's not, like, it doesn't go the way I necessarily expect. Like,
When it's kind of like it's like meditation, like you know the saying, like the awareness that you hold in the smaller details of your life is the awareness that you'll hold in the bigger details. So if you're not present in the small details, you're definitely not going to be present in the larger ones. It can become overwhelming if you don't fine-tune yourself to the small ones as well. It's almost like
That is so
microdosing.
interesting. And learning how to consume and learning how to consume without, like, it's kind of like if you're like a little kid, you don't necessarily fill up like an entire plate of food, or like you may because it looks like that's what you want, but you can't eat it all, you know? And it's just like it small bites. If you can take small bites, like how do you is many small bites will make the full meal, but it's just like you can't eat the whole meal all at once, you know? Or depending on where you're at in your life, or whatever it may be, like the ability to consume a larger experience, or an experience that will require a larger amount of energy, might not always be able to, you might not always be able to do that right away. There's certain steps. And when you start tuning into those little components, I feel like I've been able to realize that those are the building blocks that are getting me
Oh
to
my God.
like being able to eat the whole meal, you know,
You
being
fucking
able
blown
to like,
my
I
mind.
feel so good too. It's like connecting. And you brought up that, like, you brought up like different experiences take, or like holding more energy. And it's interesting because, like, in components, or like when we're, our realities are shifting, and we're, because we're dealing with like physical things, and you know, manifestation, we're trying to create physical things or bring those physical things into our reality. It's a different kind of process, and there's a breakdown, you know, to turning something, to a thought into something physical. Is just, this is the inner workings, you know? And it doesn't always like make, it doesn't always make sense right at first.
No, it's fucking
And
forgiving and
the ability to also like understand that that's, it's okay that it doesn't make sense. Like that's actually teaching you more if you let it not make sense.
throughout my experience of like living in the bus and everything, I've recognized like in those massive leaps, there's so much love and potential and just like magic that is waiting for me, that it was debilitating and overwhelming and made me terrified. And I realized like it is smaller details where you take a small bite of it and you're like, oh, okay, I'm a little used to this now. Like I can accept a little bit more now. And you take a little bit more
It's
bite.
not
About trying to search for that love all at once, but allowing that pebbles. It's I just saw it as like you just pick up one pebble, you're like, oh my gosh, cute, a little crystal, like this is so awesome. And then you one more step, oh my god.
And that love, you know what's interesting? You were talking about how it can, those feelings and the things that come through can be overwhelming, even like debilitating. Like my love at certain times in my life has made me like lose my mind, you know, like just because I'm like, I can't even handle this. Like, how am I supposed to come, how am I supposed to exist and do what I'm supposed to do, or what I feel called to do, if I can't even like handle my own love or handle all these experiences? Like, how do I even come forward? And that's something that I've really faced in this life, or it's been like a challenge, but also just a beautiful lesson and a like learning experience. But like love, I think I feel like that's why so many people are scared of genuine love and connection. It's because it, like, it's not that people can't see themselves in that state of loving, or not loving, but like being in an open heart space and moving from a space of love. It's not that people can't see themselves doing that, but it's like it feels so big and out of reach.
And it's honestly uncomfortable and
Yeah.
sometimes.
I'm like, what is this? Wait. This is love, but this doesn't, I'm like, this is
terribly bad right now, and I'm confused.
But you know what? It's open and expansive.
Yeah.
And when you're able to sit with all that, you're able to sit with that and just be patient and like accept those small components, you're able to see truly, like, or I've been able to see truly how expansive things can get if I'm just patient with myself and my love.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Because it's a process. It's not, it's, this is what we're here to do. And it's not, again, kind of masculinity of like, we want to see the end result right away. That's just not how life works. No. It's a step-by-step evolution. And I say that as, so what initially started my spiritual awakening is I would see the number 949 every morning and every night. And I was like, okay, bitch, okay. Like, what the fuck's happening?
What is this?
I just saw 4949. And I looked it up like not too long after. Yeah, but I was like, okay, what the hell? Like, this is crazy. Like,
stop.
I was like, am I going attention. Insane? but the big picture, it's like a paint. It's a painting. You it's can't painting. Just like throw it all on the canvas and call it a day, which some painters actually do that. But if you want the detail and the extravagance and the, if you actually want to create your dream life, which is completely possible, like I'm living mine right now. And so that's why like I'm truly like confident in saying like it's not always easy. There's going to be times where it's challenging, and that some of the brush strokes are not easy to make, and they're scary to make because you're like, well, what if this fucks up the whole painting? But it's also realizing that you can't fuck up.
There's no, it's a happy accident. What does Bob Ross say? There's no, it's a happy accident.
Yes.
Or when he does the little, there's like no accident.
Yes. It's no mistakes, just happy accidents.
Yeah.
Yes.
I made that. That's so interesting you say that too, especially with the painting analogy. I had this moment with myself the other day that was like, you like, I asked for my dream life. I asked to live my most authentic life and genuinely have that like be reflected in my reality, my heart, you know, be reflected in my reality. And I had this moment that was like, it was really interesting. It was like an inner child moment, but I was just laughing and I was like, okay, are you ready to like really commit? Because you've been kind of looking out from the outside in at everything that's possible. And it's like, it's taken me at least a year to not believe, because I've always believed it's possible, but to be able to accept that I am worthy of living what that means, or what I've asked for, or worthy of my love being reflected back to me. And it started with the freaking mundane. It started with like, okay, well, do these little things matter to you? Or like, do these little things, like, where is your love already being reflected in ways that like maybe smaller that you just have to open your awareness to? And doing that has made me see a bigger picture, genuinely. There's probably a point that's coming forward. My mind's going kind of blank, and that's usually what that means. There's like a really beautiful simplicity too in allowing yourself to enjoy your reality, no matter what is kind of like being reflected, and being able to like your resting energy. I feel like when you're able to provide, or like the more that I've been able to provide that kind of stability, or I feel like it's a stability, but within my building stability within myself of being able to kind of be at a patient resting energy and just try to enjoy like each moment, you know, and not try to just like go at everything with like this deep hunger of just kind of like not fully tasting the meal that I'm experiencing, but just being patient with myself, no matter what my reality outside physical reality looks like. And it's like my internal reality may fluctuate, but still there's like a baseline. There's a baseline that I can kind of go to and be like, okay, well, am I feeling the need to rush right now? Or am I just feeling anticipation? Or like, what am I feeling right now that's making me not satisfied with the meal that I'm eating right now, or trying to experience, you know, if that makes sense.
Those kind kind of like that feeling of like, kind of like means to like, I'm going to clean my room so that I can go eat some ice cream. And so you're not present while you're cleaning your room to where you might even discover something you haven't seen in a long time, or you might want to rearrange in some, like there's magic in the intentions that you have around it. Because like, say you were present while cleaning your room, you could open up to the divinity that's right there at your fingertips.
Right there.
It's an
open resource it's a resource, as you know.
And your experience of being this human right here, right now, having this skin, breathing this breath, looking around, talking, it is all divine. Like no part of your experience. Experience not divinity experiencing divinity.
And that opens a door. That genuinely opens a door, because I feel like it opens a love door too, you know, because it also, you realize that like there is this kind of beautiful blanket in a sense of divinity that's just every component that makes up you, that makes up the things around you. You don't have to feel so alone either. Like it's everywhere. That love and that like divinity is making up everything that's coming forward right now, and it can be a comfort, and it doesn't have to necessarily, because I feel like in a sense that can feel kind of overwhelming. That's like, well, I kind of feel enclosed in, or that's just a lot. But like, it can also be comforting, you know, that like that spark that's inside of you that's trying to come forward and convey something is like the connection isn't I'm getting a thought. The connection isn't like necessarily ever apart from you. It's just your recognition of that connection.
It's literally
exactly awareness. Because like it's everywhere.
it is the little building blocks of our experience. The only reason we don't experience it is we've added more building blocks on top of it, of fear and scarcity and this like, oh, what is life, blah blah blah.
And that's that, like, it's making me think of your podcast name, like Conscious Creation. That's that like conscious awareness of like being present and your reality and what you're actually experiencing, and that you are not your, you know, that you're so many different, or that we are so many different components, but also like the divinity exists either way. Like whether we are not either way, but whether we are conscious of it or not.
Something I found within all of this as well, that's a helpful key, especially I think a lot, and I have that air sign in me. What's your sign, by the way?
I'm a Virgo sun.
Are you? Oh yeah, I knew
Mercury,
that.
The retrograde has been kind of messing with me.
We both being ruled by behind it. Who cares about the thoughts of like the analyzing and how do you feel when you are walking throughout your life?
Because that's what that I feel like. That's what I mean. Like when you go to like consciously manifest something. Like you're looking for the feeling attached to whatever physical thing you're trying to bring in, and being able to embody that feeling that you're looking for, or being able to give that what you're looking for a space to exist right now is like a superpower.
Yeah,
because you can give it, or you can give yourself space to experience all the exciting things that you're looking for, like all the experiences you want to have. You can bring those emotions attached to them right to you, but there's a being present is important and a component of that, because you actually have to acknowledge that you're like looking for something. If that makes sense.
On the same topic, if I can experience it within myself, then it is already a part of me. And I don't need it in my external world to validate.
Right now. And there's no need to validate, because it can happen right now.
That validation, honestly.
Honestly, wow, that's powerful.
And it's because, and then it's like that that's the whole magnet thing. That's really how you manifest. It's like,
yes,
you literally have an electromagnetic field. It is scientifically proven. So however you are experiencing your world and your inner world is what you're going to attract, and
what you seek is within you, you know. Yeah. Kind of also the recognition of like, okay, wait, am I holding an expectation, and is that holding me back from experiencing what because like if you're looking for something and you can experience the full range of like what that feelings that that will bring, there's like a recognition of the fact that there's a set expectation of that hasn't happened yet, and you're waiting for that to happen, when like you could embody those feelings and then be open to how that actually manifests physically. Oof. When you can be open but also accept that, like, choosing not to embody it or choosing not to feel into it is kind of setting an expectation and kind of like pushing that or turning that magnet around.
Yeah.
You know, because go ahead.
A lot of people believe that they can't feel happy until blank happens.
I'll be happy when, you know, or I'll be satisfied when, or at this time.
When that thing comes into your life, it's just going to be the next thing. Oh, but
it's just going to be the next thing. And it's almost like you don't even recognize it as what you wanted in the first place. It's like, oh, wait. This isn't what I wanted.
Yeah, because you have an expectation of what
you have an expectation, and it can feel unfulfilling, and it kind of takes away. It honestly takes away the significance of the process and everything
the beauty of what it is, because then it's like
it waters it down. It's like a closed-minded kind of thing. It's like, I'm only going to be happy if it happens like exactly like in my mind.
Yeah. Okay, guys. So the universe has decided that we're done with this episode for the most part. We can wrap up. There's so much in here, though. And like, if you are listening to this still, take some time after this and really just sit in it. How has this made you feel? And just sit in that. Don't even try and figure out in your mind like what that is, but just feel it.
and releasing any expectations on how you're supposed to feel, or like, because you're not
Yeah.
supposed to, it's just what is it like, or like, what is being invoked inside of you?
Yeah. What
You know,
is?
what is?
What is your experience? Just allow it to be. Like the acceptance part, that's so huge. Accepting where you are, accepting how you feel. Because a lot of the times, like just
Grace.
to wrap the yeah. I realize like when we are in resistance of how we truly feel, that is the pain. It's not the actual experience of heartbreak or of unclarity or of uncertainty or of uncomfortability or overwhelm or stress or anxiety. That is not the feeling that hurts you. It's the resistance and the pushing away of how you truly feel. That is what hurts.
Rejection of self too, rejection of all that you are.
Yeah. And that it just comes back to you're pretty much like if you, and we all do it, like when we are resisting how we truly feel, we're telling our subconscious mind that we're not worthy of feeling any feeling that we're feeling. So,
Interesting.
yeah. And your actions are so powerful. Your
So
mind is
powerful,
so
and power of
powerful.
belief. Power of belief too.
Yes. And they coincide deeply. Of like you can say like I love this saying I say all the time is like you can say you love yourself all you want, but are you taking the actions to actually do it? That's when you truly believe that you love yourself.
And there's a connection with the feeling. It resonates, you know. It re you know you resonate with your love and your space for self. Thank you so much, Kaden.
Oh my goodness, Emma,
I'm
this is
so grateful.
incredible. Me too. Like I knew this would be great, but like it's just so like and this is the reason why I want guests on my podcast more because like yes, I love all of you guys like listening and this is just as much for me. This fulfills me so much and I feel this such a deep love through doing this and it also is helping me expand. Like there's it's so cool to be able to like bounce off each other and pick each other's brains and see each other's perspective that at the core of them are the same truth and there's different ways of experiencing it.
And two things can exist at once, and we can, like find the value in that. Or two different things can exist, but we can find the resonance.
The truth beneath everything is like
Connection.
even the anxiety and the excitement, they feel like two different things, but at their core they are the same. Even
That is beautiful.
fear and love, black and white. Like I was talking to someone, I met this super cool lady that is like a medicine woman. It was so divine how I met her and everything too. And we just sat and talked and she bought me a cookie and we just talked forever. Yeah, it was so adorable. And we were talking about like what we believe God is. And she was talking about like there's the evil and then there's the light and how you want to stay clear of the evil. And I was like, yeah, I get that, but I don't fully agree with you. Like I really feel that there's black and there's white, there's masculine. Yin and the yang, destruction, creation. There's these polarities, these two opposite things. Yet, if you only have black, you have nothing. If you only have
Interesting.
white, you have nothing as well. Like, if you only have one without the other, there is nothing, which you can say is like the source in a sense of like everything is embodied in this one thing. But the way that we experience life is in the gradient. Is in the infinite shades of gray between black and white. And so you are going to experience the darker and the light.
And being able to also understand that, like, it doesn't being in states of darkness or being in states of lightness, it doesn't make you any less worthy or any less important if you are experiencing either or. There's value in both. There is value in like the darkness, and there is value
Yeah.
in the light, and kind of honestly looking at both of them like either or there's value in one but not the other, is not, or is kind of like not seeing the full potential.
Yeah, it's devaluing the one that you perceive as good. Like you literally could not be able to find clarity if you weren't confused beforehand. And so that
Oof,
makes the
oof.
confusion it makes the confusion just as divine. You know? Like
100%.
I was talking to a friend and we were talking about kind of like past lives, and he was talking about how he was in a car accident or something. No, eaten by a shark, which I thought was pretty intense. And we were talking about it. And he was like, yeah, like we're experiencing this world as it is, like in this human body and this experience, but we also have experienced so many different lives and so many different deaths and pains and stuff. And we started talking about like the prey and the predator and how the prey feels that terrifiedness. And I was like, yeah. And simultaneously, the predator is feeling the ecstasy of a hunt. And so you could not have the terrified without the that feeling, which we don't really, I don't think we can fully know, because we're not like going out and
We
chasing our food and
don't operate that
hunting
way, you know, on
it. But if you
on
were to think,
the
yeah, I'm going out into the woods and hunting for my food. Like, I mean,
daily.
that is a thing, but it's a different experience for an actual animal, and like the ecstasy and the thrill of the hunt.
And like also understanding too that we have like there's different components inside of us, and it kind of full circle to that like toxic masculinity too. Like there are components inside of us that may not look a certain way, may not look how we perceive as like there may be components inside of us that feel darker, but those components are a part of like acceptance of those components and all that makes you up as a human, whether it's biologically or like emotionally, whatever you're going through, or whatever makes up your experience is, and that's what I have a hard time with, like the good or bad thing, because it's just really hard for me because there is so much you. There's so much that makes us up. There is so much that makes us up, or even giving, like even looking at different things like, or different topics like the idea of God or different things like that. Like we're only also able to see our perspective right now in this life, like through our specific life. And taking those kind of like ego glasses off for a little bit, our experience glasses, and trying to get to that kind of rawness of everything that makes us up, we start like I feel like I've been able to do some real like human building block work, or like what makes me up as a human, and like being able to exist freely because I'm like, oh, well, that just makes me a human, you know, or that just makes me up, you know, I'm just. I am feeling this part of the human experience, and it feels like this, you know?
And I accept it.
And I accept it for all that it is.
Yeah, and I'm grateful for it, and I see the potential that lies within it.
It's beautiful. Aw.
Yeah. And like, that's even with, you brought something up of like, how could you put a four-letter word onto your experience? Good, bad, or bad's three, even love. I wrote like a poem about this, of like, there's no possible way that I can like belittle the experience I'm having of love by that fucking word.
Word by
It's
giving it, by attaching something to it to make it to for a like perceived outcome.
Yeah. And it's like, 'cause we have this like idea of what love looks like, and it's like love is infinite. And it's experienced in infinite different ways. So how can I, as this ego human form of me, belittle that experience that I'm experiencing to one word?
That is so beautiful.
Kind of gross to me.
Yeah, or that point is beautiful. It's
no,
like,
yeah. No, definitely.
It feels like it's watering it down, like it's not, yeah. Or it's taking away the true, because there's a heaviness too. There's like a heaviness that comes with, and it's not necessarily a good or bad thing. There's a heaviness that comes with like our experiences, or that can come with our experiences, and trying to place titles on those experiences, kind of like, is trying to make, or I, you know, it's interesting. It feels like I'm trying to make my experience make sense to my human brain, or yeah. Like to my, you know, I'm trying to be like, okay, well, how does this make sense to me if I don't, you know, understand it right at first, or if I can't give it some sort of label?
Yeah.
Does it still make sense? Am I still okay with it? Like, am I still accepting of it if I can't give it a label or a title or a, yeah.
And also, like, to piggyback off that, words, and like, if you bring something into the English language as an experience of a feeling, you're actually making that experience denser. Because our words are denser.
I needed to hear that.
And it's full circle back to you talking about the flow of experience as well, of like, when we put a judgment or an idea or a thought process to what we're experiencing, we're kind of cementing that experience into our world and attaching to it as, this is how I am feeling. And it's like, no, it's feeling.
It's feeling.
There's no, it's like, feeling. I am feeling it. It's just feeling.
It's just feeling. Oh, that's a beautiful point.
Okay.
Okay. I just saw 1, 2, 3, 4, and we're going with the flow, and the flow feels like, you know, we're...
Okay. Well, this has been truly divine to speak with you, Emma. Like, this is incredible.
This and has I been am such so a beautiful experience. I'm so grateful. Yeah. Thank you so much again.
Yes, of course. And for all the people out there that are still listening, thank you so much for being here. I truly appreciate you. And if you're new, and you know Emma, and you're finding me out for the first time, welcome to Conscious Creation. I am so excited for you to be here. Please join into the creator community. I would absolutely love for you to be here. And just let's expand together. Let's show Ooh. Each other how consciously we can create our realities. And thank you so much again, Emma. It means the world that you decided to come onto my podcast.
Thank you, Caden. I'm grateful for your influence on the world.
You too.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.